decisions, yet never so blatantly that outsiders were conscious of it. I hoped he would keep it low-key. We had troubles enough. I had seen Shadowcatch 100 times in Smoke's dreams. I'd spent cumulative days prowling Overlook. I thought I knew the city and the fortress about as well as anyone who lived there, but I wasn't prepared for reality unfiltered by Smoke's thoughtless mind. The remains of Kialunair were plain hell. Famine and disease had claimed almost everyone who hadn't been killed by the earthquake. Long Shadow, taking unwanted advice, had tried to help. Too late. But he'd allowed refugees to establish themselves in the shadow of Overlook, and had been making provision to care for them. In turn, those people were replacing the lost workers who'd been building Overlook before the earthquake. Very little work had gotten done since the disaster. Even Long Shadow had been forced to stipulate that survival demands superseded his desire to complete his invulnerable fastness. There were no children. Some arrangement had been made to care for them elsewhere. A clever step, uncharacteristic of the Shadow Master. That idea had to have originated with someone else. In fact, I could think of no one in Long Shadow's coterie to whom such a thing would occur. It looked as though the little construction effort put out lately had been directed principally at providing housing. This wouldn't keep up once the pressure was off. To Long Shadow, all the people of the Shadowlands were his to use and dispose of as he saw fit. He just wanted to keep them alive long enough to be used. Hell really is leaking into the world, Croker observed. He stared at the bleak, stinking, unwalled remains of Kialunair. He paid no attention to the gleaming magnificence beyond the city. I did. We're too damned close here, boss. We don't have Lady to cover us. That didn't seem to trouble him. The only time he paid Overlook any attention was when he paused once to glare and say, "You didn't get it done in time, did you, you son of a bitch?" From the limited point of view of someone seeing the fortress with mundane eyes, the place seemed immeasurably huge. Mostly, the towering walls had been constructed of a gray-white stone, but in places, blocks of different colors had been worked in, along with silver, copper, and gold, to scrawl the whole with cabalistic patterns. What forces had Long Shadow gathered to defend those ramparts since last I walked with the ghost? Did it matter? Could any army scale those incredible walls if the construction scaffolding was cast down? Most of that was still in place. Croker mused, "You may be right. I shouldn't rub their noses in the fact that I'm out here personally." He turned a little more and looked past Overlook, at the escarpment in the distance. "Have you ever gotten up there?" I looked around. No one was there to hear. Not even a crow. "No. I can get about halfway across the space between Overlook and a place on the road where there's a landslide that seems to be what they call the Shadow Gate around here. Not much to look at, but that's all the farther Smoke will go. I've never done better. Let's get out of here." We withdrew and pitched camp north of Kialunair. The soldiers weren't comfortable there. None of them wanted to set up housekeeping so close to the last and craziest Shadow Master. I tended to agree. Croker said, "You could be right. I'd feel better myself if Smoke was down here and you could do more scouting." Then he grinned. "But I do believe that we have a guardian angel better than